We're on?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start. Today's daf is daf Chav Beis. We are in the middle of a story. We're in the middle of a story on daf Chav Aleph and Beis. Just keep an eye on the heaters. Make sure the things don't blow. Okay. Here we go. So we're in the middle of a story about Abba Umna. Abba Umna, Abaya, and Rava. So the Gemara says that Abba Umna got Shalom Aleichem from Shemayim every day. Abaya got it every Erev Shabbos, and Rava got it every Erev Yom Kippur. So that's how it went. The Keridor discusses why Shalom Aleichem, these were people that were Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, so they were Zochah to have a Shalom Aleichem. But the problem was, Abaya was upset because Abba Umna got it every day, and he only got it every Erev Shabbos. So they said to him, you can't do like him. And the Marshal explains, how did he take a chama in this? Because they explained to him that the reason that he gets this is because something having to do with Hakazas Hadam, something having to do with bloodletting, which you're not shayach to. You're a Rosh Yeshiva. You're a Rebbe. So that's why don't be upset that you're not doing something. He was upset that maybe I can learn to do this Maisa Tov that I could also be Zocha to get the daily baskol. And the answer is that no. He had something specifically to do with the bloodletting. And the Gemara described, as we saw yesterday, the tznius that he went through, which obviously is messages for any doctor to act with tznius, if there's a male and female difference, and he operated that way. And says the Gemara, when he had Rabbanim as patients, he didn't take money, and he gave them extra money in order to keep healthy. So that's what we're up to, the second to last line. Yom Achad, Shadr Abaya, Zukad Rabbanim Lemivtakei. One day, Abaya wanted to really check out Abba Umna. He wanted to make sure he was Tocho Kubaro. He wanted to see how good he was. So Ozvinu, so what did they do? He sent two Rabbanim to Abba Umna, and he sat them down, V'yachlinu V'ashkinu, he gave them to eat, he gave them to drink, U'machluhu Bistarki Balelya. He gave them woolen blankets, let's call them, to sleep on. So he gave them things to sleep on at night. With Safra the next morning, Karchinu v'shaklinu, they rolled up these blankets, they took them, v'kamu v'nafgulu l'shuka, they took them, they went out to the marketplace, they were going to sell them. They were going to sell these blankets that he gave them, they wanted to see what his reaction would be. They wanted to see how great of a person he was. V'ashkachinu, and they even found him. They found him in the marketplace. Omar lei, so they say to him, l'shaimi mar hechi hashavu, how much do you think these are worth? How much do you think these are worth? How much do you think we can sell, get for these on the open market? Amalei, haki v'haki, I think it's worth so-and-so. They wanted to know also if he was going to give them a cheaper price because he wanted to buy it for cheap. So he says, no, such and such a price. Amalei, dimel shavi tvei, maybe it's worth more. Maybe you're just not telling the truth. Maybe it's worth. Amalei, v'haki shaklinu, no, that's how much I bought them for. I bought them for that amount, so you can't say that they're worth less. I bought them for this amount. Amalei, didachnihu v'shaklinu minach. So they say, they throw up their hands and say, you're right, but that is really yours, and we took it from you. Didachnihu, it's really yours. So, amrulei b'matusa minach b'may chashatinun. By the way, what were you thinking in the meanwhile? What were you thinking while we were trying to handle for your blankets? So, amrulei amina pidyon shvuyim iklul hulur abanan v'ichzifu l'meimrali. I thought that it must be that you came to be, you need money for Pidyon Shvuyim to redeem some captives. You're somewhat embarrassed to ask me befavors for them, either generally embarrassed or the Ben Yoyada says maybe it was a family member, so you would have thought that it was a personal request, so we were embarrassed to ask you. That's what he thought their actions were based on, meaning it was Dan Lekav Schus. Amrulei, something just blew. Amalei, Ahashtan is Kalinhu Mar. Let's put that on low. Amalei, Ahashtan is Kalinhu Mar. So they say, okay, we give up, the game's up, take the blankets. Amalehu, Yehushaita, Aschatinhu Midatoy Litzdaka. He says, no, I'm sorry, from the second that I saw you with them, I already have a Hesach Hadas that I'm not going to get these back. I'm giving these Litzdaka, and therefore, I can't take them back. So that's the Gadlus and the Tzidkus of this. Abba Umna. Okay. One more line. Havikachosha. Oh, actually, let's stop there for a minute. The Mefarshim are bothered by we discussed this a little bit, the Gemara we had about Metzio. We discussed this on a Tuesday night shiur last year on Samach Aleph on a base, where the Gemara says there's a part of gezel, or part of geneva, so part of geneva is not just stealing it in order to keep it, but the Gemara there says, even gonev amanas lemekat is aser, included in the Issur d'oraisa pashtus. What's gonev amanas lemekat? So rov rishonim assume that gonev amanas lemekat means you steal with, you're just doing it to play games with a person. You don't have any kavana to keep it. You have kavana to just play around with a person, to be mitzair them. So it says, the Gemara says that is aser l'pashtus, also aser midoraisa. Goniv amanas lemekat. The Ritva there says, goniv amanas lemekat kedei letzaro lechaveru bilvad v'tai delachziro lo. That's also included in Lo Signo. If you steal something and you have in mind to give it back, says Rabbeinu Tam there in the Ritva, Rabbeinu Tam pirish to imke. No, you can't say that. That's included in the iser. What if you have a kavanah to give it back? She'im kain, says Rabbeinu Tam, kol ha'olam over in Balav Zeh. I steal a second grader steals the kid's pencil next to them and then gives it back. What, he violates Lo Signo? Lo Signo. How can you say that? Says Rabbeinu Tam, we violate that every day. Below Asa Rachmana Ella Kishadaito La'akva La'atzma. You know Rabbeinu Tam says, and this is a minority opinion in Pshat of the Sugya. Blazer Rachman El Kishadaito La'akva La'atzma. The only issue is when you have it in mind to keep it yourself. But you know what the Chiddush of that Gemara is? The reason you stole it was because you don't really want this, but you just want to be Mitzayer him. Your Kavana in the stealing is to upset him and not to get his money. But really, you're going to keep it, which is a huge chiddush. You might have had a havamina that if you steal, just to lezire him and not really to keep, you're going to keep it, but the ultimate reason that you stole was just to make him upset. You might have thought that that's not Lo Sigzol. Kamash Pleasant Zerbeid Tam, that is Lo Sigzol. But Rov Rishonim, the Ritva there in the first day, and the Rambam says Beferish, that the Isra of Amas Lamekat is, you're going to give it back, and it's still Aser. The Rambam rises and says for our mitzvahs, and Reish Mem Dalet, Klomar Lo Signo Vo Amas Lamekat, Klomar Letzair HaBayah Lemula HaTshrido, V'achakach Tishiveyu Lo, to return it to him. So that's the Pashas of the Gemara. So they asked the Mefarshim, so what's going on in this Gemara? They took it, and they had in mind to give it back. It's still Aser. So why are they allowed to take it, just to test the guy? So the Sfasemes has two answers. Sfasemes suggests, number one, Leish l'tamua, lama in b'zeh b'chal lo signo v'amanas l'mekat. V'efshar, maybe, the only time it's going to v'amanas l'mekat, a problem is where they want the Bailam to know that he lost something. They want to be mitzayrin, that's part of the amanas l'mekat. But here, as he finds out that it's his, that he lost it, they're going to give it back to him. So maybe that's one answer. Lohakashari. But Sarachin Ladina, he says, he's not sure about this one. But then he says, Luli de Mistafina, maybe there's another pshat. Because this great tzaddik of a doctor, this Abna Umna, always used to give people presents, and always used to give people things for nothing, and used to give people medicine for free. So maybe in this point of this Gemara is that he realized that they were aniyim. So when he gave him these bustarkis, so he really gave it to them for good. He didn't give it to them, dafka, take it back. So he gave it to them, and they were theirs. He just didn't give it to them to sell in the shuk. That's what they would test again. It was really theirs, because that was his kavana. They were just going a little beyond what the allowance was. He gave it to them to keep, because he thought they were poor. Not that he gave it to them for to sell him the shuk. So again, he says, Vitzarach Ian, either way, the question is a strong question, and one has to get out of it. What do you do with Goni Vemanas Lameka? So one other answer, so you have three answers, two of the Sfasemis, one of the Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Yehoyada says, maybe because there's no real Maisa Geneva here. They stole it? Everybody was watching them. Everybody saw them fold up their blankets and go to the shuk. It wasn't like there was anything hiding here. There was no. So who says that this is really a Maisa Geneva? We spoke then on a Tuesday night shiur. It's not so clear that there's Gozel Amanas Lamekat. There's Gonev Amanas Lamekat, but maybe there's no such thing as a Gozel Amanas Lamekat. So there's no Maisa Geneva, so maybe that's how it doesn't get off the ground. Okay, so a couple of answers.
Does it have to be a Maisa Kenyan?
Does it have to be a Maisa Kenyan? Well, they picked it up. L'chore, there is a Maisa Kenyan. They walked with it. L'chore, there is a Maisa Kenyan. The question, according to that second shot of the Sfas Emes, though, they had already owned it because he already had given it to them. Okay, so that is a couple of explanations about how they were able to steal it. First wide line. Rava was upset because Abaya got a bas kol every Erev Shabbos, while he only got a bas kol saying Shalom Aleichem to him once a year on Erev Yom Kippur. So Amru Lei, Mistayich, to come Minanis Akule Kracha. Mininis Akule Kracha. They say, what are you upset about? You have divine protection. You protect your whole city. Be happy with what you have. Be happy with who you are. We don't always have to look to others, you know, to be on that level. You know, that's so again, don't worry, you're also doing fine. Again, he obviously wanted more. He wasn't jealous of the Shalom Aleichem every week. He was jealous of the, he wanted to get more ruchnius. He wanted to get, as we mentioned, the vart that is said, Bashamayim imaal v'al haaretz mitachas. You know, many times when we look at other people's gashmius, we're always looking about who has more than us. Right, oh, they have three houses, four houses, this car, that car. And ruchnius, we look about how great we are. So we look down at people who have less ruchnius. Look how much I learned today. See that guy? You know what? He didn't learn a thing today. So we're always looking at the people who have more than us by gashmius and people who have less than us by ruchnius. We say every day, Bashamayim imaal. When it comes to ruchnius, you have to look up. You have to look at people who have more than you. Bashamayim imaal. You have to look up. V'alal aretz mitachas. When it comes to gashmius, look at people who have less than you. Mitachas. Look how much that Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us. And then you look at people who have less. That's the way of life. Bashamayim imaal. V'alal aretz mitachas. Okay, and that's what he was doing, and that's why they had to give him nechama. Next story, second wide line. Rabbi Broka chazahavi shchiach b'shuka to beilift. Rabbi Broka was shchiach to be in the shuk of this place. Havi shchiach Elio gabe. Elio and Navi always used to be there. They always used to converse in the marketplace. So the Magen Meisharim. So Magen Meisharim is a sefer written by Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Not as famous as the Shulchan Aruch or the Beis Yosef or the Kesef Mishnah, and it's a whole sefer written based on conversations that he had with his malach. That every night when he went to sleep, he had questions, and he wrote a whole sefer. It's al Torah, it's in Aramaic, and there in Parshas, which is at the end of Parshas Bereishis, he writes there are three levels in the Gemara about people who spoke to Elio Hanavi. There were those who spoke to him in a dream. There were those that spoke to him when they were awake, but Vinasan, they spoke to him, but he didn't speak to them, or they gave him a message. And there are others that had an actual conversation. So here, it's the highest level. Here, he was actually having a conversation with Elio. So Elio Na'avi was there with him. So Amarle, Ika Bahai Shuka Bar Almadasi. So Reb Broka asked Elio Na'avi, is there anyone in the Shuk right now that's a Ben Olam Haba? That's a Bar Almadasi? Why do you have to know this right now? Unclear. But either way, the Mefarshim, he's going to say, nobody right now, somebody will come in a minute. But they asked all the Mefarshim, doesn't the Mishnah say in Sanhedrin, call Yisrael Yishlam Chelech Olam Haba? Everybody has a Chelech to Olam Haba. What do you mean, is there anybody? Nobody's here now, but there are plenty of Jews there. So, two answers given. One is that one of the Mefarshim explain, that, and that's what that's the question that the Rebbe Kiva Eger has here. See, Ein Toras Chaim Sanhedrin. So that the Toras Chaim says, well, everybody's all Ben Olam Haba. So the Toras Chaim says, no, most of us aren't going straight. Most of us, we're going to have to get rid of some Averis first, we're going to have to get cleansed a little bit, and then we'll get to Olam Haba. But Ben Olam Haba means you're going straight. Is there anybody here that's going straight? They don't have to have any Miruk, they don't have to have any Kapara time, they don't have to put in their time. They're going straight. That's one answer given, that's the type of person he was looking for. The other answer they say from the Shlach HaKadosh, the Shlach says there are really three phrases that are used. There's something called Chelek LaOlam Haba, there's something called Nochel Olam Haba, and there's something called a Ben Olam Haba. So the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelek. Everybody has a portion in the world to come. Chelek Olam Haba. There were others that are Nochel. They get it as an inheritance. It's a little stronger. And then there's a Ben Olam Haba. Ben Olam Haba is a man that, like, Mamish, that person is there already. They're Kula Ruchnius, and that's a different level. Of course, everybody has a Chelek, but Ben is a higher level. Okay, so that's how we could ask such a question. So is there anybody here that's a Ben Olam Haba? Amar Lelo, the Leon Navi says, not right now. Sorry, nobody right now. Adhachi v'achi, meanwhile, Chazal hu gavra, there was a man that came into the shuk, that v'sayim misani uchme, that put on black shoes, which Rashi notes, were shoes of the umos ha'olam, they weren't a Jewish style. V'lo rami chutra deschotu b'glima, and he didn't have tzitzis on his beged. So amalei, oh, hi bar alma da'asi hu. Oh, there's the man, there's our Ben Olam Haba, that guy not wearing tzitzis and wearing umos ha'olam shoes. So Rod Basrei, so he says, really? So he starts running after him. Amalei Mayuvdech, he says, what do you do for a living? What do you do? I have to get to know you better. Amalei Zilhei Nevetalamachar, sorry, can't talk now, I'll come back tomorrow. Lamachar, Amalei Mayuvdech, so tomorrow he catches him, he says, okay, what do you do? Amalei Zandukna Ana, I am a Zandukna. What is that? Rashi explains, it's a jail guard. I'm a jail guard. V'yasarna gabi luchav anashi luchad, I keep the men and women in their separate cells. I make sure there's no tarovets, there's no funny business in the jails. V'ramina purai bein hani lahani. My bed at night goes right in the middle between the men and the women. Kihechid l'leis l'di yisura. I protect these. The jail probably did not have the highest levels of society, the highest echelons. Therefore, he had to keep on guard. And this is what he did. Tznius, again, similar to the previous story of Abba Umna, where he also, it was a Tznius issue. Ki chazina bat Yisrael also, what else does he do? Ki chazina bat Yisrael de'avi nachrim alay minayin einayu, when I see a young Jewish girl in the jail that the Nachrim were putting their eyes on her. Rashi explains, not the other people in the jail, but the guards. The guards of the jail. The non-Jewish wardens, so to speak. I'm moser nefesh and I save her. I make sure that nothing happens. Yomachad, for example, one day, Havis Nara Morasa Gabon. There was a Nara Hamorasa, an engaged girl that was in the jail with us. Yavubat. So it doesn't say that she did something to deserve to be in jail, right? She was in there. Maybe she was put in there. Yavubat Nachrim Inayu, the Nachrim put their eyes on her. Shakli Durdaya Dechamra. This man took Durdaya Dechamra. What's that? So Rashi explains, some dregs of wine. Adumim kedam, some red wine dregs, v'shadila b'shipula, and he threw it on the bottom of her skirt. Va'amri distanahi, and he said, "Ah, she's anida, she's anida." And all of a sudden, Rashi explains here that when she was anida, then derech nashim la umausahi. Vilash and Parsi, they weren't interested when they found out what time of the month it was, and that's how she was protected. Again, the Ramban writes in Bereishis that Nida, we have this actually in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Nida literally means Galmuda, means separated. And the Ramban writes, where would the Ramban write this in Parshas Sefer Bereishis? Where would this come up? When Rachel Imenu was sitting in her tent, and Lavan says, could you please come here? Could you get up, please? And she says, Ki derech nashim li. So on that Ramban, on that pasuk, Parshas Vayetze says, Lo avinosi mas naslo zeh. What does this mean? Ki nashim ashalom orech lo yakumu v'lo yamodu. What, a woman who's an isha nida doesn't move? So what exactly is going on? It says the Ramban, no. V'hanachon be'enai ki hayahanios b'mei akadmonim ruchakos ma'od. Nidos, Anisha Nida, in earlier generations, there was a different practice about them. They were meruchak, they were distant. Ki kein shem in ha'olam nidos l'richuk kikach shman. Me olam nidos l'richukan. You know, some of the Ethiopians, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, some of them had some of these practices, that when a woman was a nida, she went to a separate tent. They say there was different things. They were separate tents. They were sent out. Kilo yiskarbu el adam b'lo yidabru bo ki yodo akadmonim b'chachmasam shehevlan mazik. The kadmonim know that there was some type of tuma that surrounds an ishanida, and therefore they used to be merachiker. And that's why this earlier poskim talk about ishanida looking at a sefer Torah and being in the same house. V'yo yoshvas badad ba'oel lo yikonis bo adam. They used to sit in a separate tent. Gosh yiskira boseinu, not to ask b'shloma shel nida, the Gemara Nida says, and not to be even near her. Either Hayoti Mipia Hutame to be Doris on the offer that she was with. The Gemara talks all about this. There were different practices, says the Ramban. He says, that's even shot over here. What does Rachel Imenu say? Ru'uya Ha'isi Lakum, I would love to get up and kiss your hand, but you know what? Derech Nashimli, and I can't go close to you. What does Lavan answer her? What does Lavan answer in the Torah? Nothing. He goes out. He walks out. Why? Because he can't talk to her. Once he sees that, he knows that in Bismanahu, they didn't speak to an Ishani. That was it. He didn't want to be in contact. He didn't want it was Tameh. V'gam lo lachas ba'oel klal. So hu hechrish lo anoso. So then they left. So that's what the Ramban says. That's over here. Distanahi. Yeah, the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that Bisman Azeh, we don't have a lot of this. He was asked to Shiloh if a Kohen who was in a house with an Isha Nida could he duchen that day. So he gets into duchening and he also relates to this. He says, Bisman Azeh, either Nishtanu Hativim or Shomer Psalm Hashem, that once it started, that we don't do this anymore, then it doesn't apply anymore. So it's not Lamaisa, but again, it was enough to protect this woman from those who wanted to attack her. Okay, so Amarlei. So he finds out the great things that this person does in terms of tznius, in terms of protection. Amarlei, my time ales l'chachute v'remes pesani yochme. Okay, so you're a wonderful tzaddik inside. So why do you wear these black shoes that aren't a Jewish kind of shoes? And why don't you put on scissors? So Amarlei, ayelana v'nafikna mibeni nachrim. No, I live and I go, my day is surrounded by non-Jews. I don't want them to know that I'm Jewish. I want to stay as a spy. So when they make any kind of decree against the Jews, I go let the rabbis know. I go and I tell them so they can be mevatel gzeira. You know, I got to keep my cover. If I would wear tzitzis, I would wear the Jewish shoes, you know, I wouldn't be able to keep my cover, so that's why I'm able to do what I do. Well, my time at Yamin Elcha, no, my of this, so why don't you tell me right away? What, you pushed me off yesterday? I got to run, I'll tell you tomorrow. So Amr Malay. No, but he shaita gazri gzeirasa. There was just a gzeira, a decree. The Anmina Bereshit, I said, first, Ezel v'eshmul v'rabanan, z'libay rachmi alay demilsa. First, I said I had to go tell the rabbis first. I go tell the rabbis, and then I was going to come back and talk to you. Period. There is a discussion. What does it say here? That he was allowed to wear the Umos Ha'olam garb, the shoes, because he was keeping as a spy. The Gemara in Baba Kama calls this Karov L'Malchus. If somebody's Karov L'Malchus, then they have a heter to dress like the Umos Ha'olam and to be in that world. This does not have any ramification for the issue about wearing a yarmulke, because they're going to make fun of you, or that were Moshe's first shuvah. Again, it was written 50 years ago, but that's a ramification of Bizman Azeh, because this is an issue of, like, you want to keep covered because you want to help the Jews in danger. So the Gemara says, Karov L'Malchus is okay. This is a major discussion in the poskim, and that is, there is an Isser D'Oraisa called the V'chukoseyem Lo Seilechu. You're not allowed to go in the ways of the Umos Ha'ol, on the ways of the non-Jewish world. Again, this relates to their holidays, this relates to their dress, this relates to a lot. But the Gemara says, if you're close to the government, Karov L'Malchus is okay. Ask the Beis Yosef in Yeridei and Kufay and Ches, why is that true? Just because I'm Karov L'Malchus, I can violate an Isser D'Oraisa? What, I can be Mechal Shabbos, I'm Karov L'Malchus. If I'm allowed to violate other Isurim, because I'm close to the government. So the Beis Yosef there in Kufay and Ches gives two answers. He says, number one, maybe the point is, Mishum Hatzalas Yisrael, Yish Koach B'Yadam Lahatir, and he quotes our Gemara. The Jewish lives are in danger. That's why he's allowed to do it. That's A. Hatzalas Yisrael is different. Number two, the second answer is, which is again, topic of a separate shiur, it doesn't say in the Torah exactly what's Usser. It just says, don't go in their ways. And he uses the term Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. The rabbis decide what's included in this Isser. So they sometimes you have a din d'oraisa, and the rabbanon have the power to say what's included in that is a d'oraisa. Some Rishonim say this is a chol hamoed, the isser of doing malacha on chol hamoed. Why? There's certain heterim. What do you mean? It's aser. It's aser. The answer is no. Masra hakasav l'chachamim. Chazal have the right to interpret what is included in this is a d'oraisa. So says the Beis Yosef. So too here, they have the right to interpret it, and therefore here they interpret it. That doesn't apply to Karov L'Malchus. That's it. Number two. The Bach has a third answer there, which again might be going through your mind, and that is, the only time when it's usser, and again this is part major part of the issue, is that when you're only doing it to be like them. When you're doing it to be like them, that's when it's usser. Well, his damos lahem, but if the point is to keep your spy nature, and therefore to help out, so then that's not, there's no, this doesn't get off the ground. So again, this is a major discussion, what if it has to do with Avodah Zarah, what if it doesn't have to, what if it's just foolish. So again, that is the big discussion in the Beis Yosef. Rav Moshe, interestingly, has a tshuva in Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph Simin Pei Aleph, where he was asked in Tufshin Yud Gimel, 1953. He's asked by a Polish Jew who came to America, am I allowed to wear a suit? Am I allowed to wear a suit? Is that considered chukos ha'akum? Because I never wore a suit in Europe, my father never wore a suit, my grandfather never wore a suit, so I'm not going to wear a suit. So am I allowed to wear a suit? Is that chukos ha'akum? So Rav Moshe has a page and a half tshuva where he says it's 100% fine. It's not a problem. Who says this is chukos ha'akum? Maybe Jews did, early American Jews also did this, and there's no reason not to. This isn't connected to avodas kochavim at all. This is not connected to foolishness at all. He just looked like a mensch. And therefore, I said there, Moshe, he says there is no, and he quotes the whole Maharik, there's a Maharik that's involved here, so therefore there's not a problem with the way it is. He says at the end of the tshuva, he says the begadim that have priestess connected to it, especially the women's clothing in our country, he says, forget chukos hagoyim, I'm not sure if it has that problem, it's got a lot of other problems. But regarding a regular suit, where Moshe writes, is lamaisa, there is no problem with this. Yeah.
No problem to be a Mossad agent,
and is there something we don't know about you, Alex? Cardiology is a cover. Okay, not cardiology, oncology. Okay, cardiologist is next door. Okay, says the Gemara. So let's continue. Adahachi v'hachi also hanach shrei asi. So meanwhile, two other people walk into the marketplace. Armalei hanach nami b'nei alma da'asi ninhu. Two other people walk in and they say, ah, Elio says, these are also people. Oh, b'nei olam haba. Ozol agabayu armalehu mayov daichu. So Rabbi Broka again says, what do you do? Amrule inshi baduche anon. We are badchanim. We are people who make people laugh.
Mivdachinon atzivi. We make happy the sad. And the Marsha says that the Gemara Chagiga says that when a Jew is sad, a Kadosh Baruch Hu cries as well. And the Shechina leaves. Ein Shechina shura lo mitoch atzvus. So when a person makes another person happy and makes him smile, so then that brings back the Shechina, and that's why he's a Ben Olam Haba. Inami ki chazina beitrei de'islu tigra ba'adayu. Also, if I see two people having a fight, tarchinan va'avdina lehu shlama. I make shalom between them. By, Rashi explains, by lightening up the situation. I agree, I crack a joke, I do something to change the mood, to break the ice, and in that way, get them back together. Okay, end of stories for a little bit. Two dots. The Mishnah said that the following plagues, the Mishnah had a list of plagues that we are masriyin, that we blow shofar, and we daven, whenever, b'chol makom, in every place. Tana Rabbanan, eilam asriyin b'chol makom. On all these plagues, on shidafon v'alei yirakon, on shidafon, yirakon, shidafon is a crops plague, yirakon is a plague that affects people, right? All of these are considered makom mahaleches, says the Gemara, something that could spread, and therefore one has to be careful and take and daven wherever one is. V'ala arbe v'chseel, on locusts, v'chseel, other kinds of locusts, v'al chayara, on wild animals. Rabbi Akiva Omer, al shidafon v'alei yirakon, b'kol shehu. Any amount of shidafon and yirakon. Any tiny amount, that's a simon of a problem. Arba v'chseel afilo nira be'eretz Yisrael al kanaf echon masriyin alehen. Even if you only see one locust of the arba and the chseel, you know they're coming. One reflects a lot more are on their way. All his friends are coming, so therefore you better start davening. V'al chay v'chulu tana rabbanon chayra she'amru. So it says in the Mishnah that a chayra is a sign of play of a wild animal. That's running around, places where it shouldn't be running around. So says the Gemara, Bizmachi mushulachas masriyin aleha, eina mushulachas eina masriyin aleha. Only if the animal is considered a mushulachas. Mushulachas means a wild animal that's up in a place where it's not supposed to be. Meaning if it's in its natural habitat, if you live near the jungle, and the lion's in the jungle, that's not called a plague. That's where the animal's supposed to be. Only if it's something unusual. Mushulachas, it's been sent from Hashem. So how do you know? What's the definition of mishulachas? So the Gemara says, "Ezei mishulachas ve'ezei she'en mishulachas." Which? What's a sent one by God, and what's a non-sent one by God? Nireis ba'ir mishulachas v'sadein mishulachas. If it's in the city, it was sent by God. If it's out in the fields, in the burbs, you know, so that wasn't sent by God. That's where it's supposed to be. Biyo mishulachas. If it's by daytime, it's been sent because these animals don't like to come out by day. Belaylein mishulachas. If it's nighttime, so then it's normal for them to be out. That's not called mishulachas. That you'd have to fast. Or rasa shnei bnei adam v'ratz ta'acharehen mishulachas. If the animal sees two people and starts running after them, that's considered mishulachas because usually these animals are scared of people unless they're attacked. So if they're running after people, that's unusual, and you consider it as specifically sent. Nechbeis b'fnei enim shalachas. But if they go and hide from them, hide from the people, then it's normal. That's enim shalachas. Tarfash nebri adam ba'achla echan mehem shalachas. If the animal swipes and tears two people and eats one of them, mishulachas. Mishulachas. Why is it mishulachas? Because if you kill two people, it must be he's very hungry. So why didn't he eat two? It must be that he only ate one. It must be that it's a plague and it's not dafka because he's hungry. But if he tore Rachman al-Aslan and ate both of them, then it's not mishulachas. That's considered normal behavior. Also, lagag benot latino biarisa mishulachas. If he goes up to the roof, where Rashi explains, they used to use their roofs. They used to have flat roofs. They used to have makos. They used to use their roofs for all different things. And Rahman al-Aslan, a baby, was taken from the roof. That's mishulachas. Animals usually don't go up to the roof. End of Brisa. So now the Gemara is going to discuss. Ragufa Kasha. How do the first two lines of the Brisa work together? Amart nirasa bi'ir mishulachas, loshna biyom loshna balayla. First line says, if you see it in the city, it's called a mishulachas. So, and the first one doesn't make any differences between day and night. Sounds like even if it's daytime, even if it's nighttime, it's mishulachas. V'hadar amr b'yom mishulachas b'layla in mishulachas. And then you see it's only by daytime is it mishulachas, not at night. So Lokasha says the Gemara, you're right. Hachikamar, this is the definition. Nirasa b'ir b'yom mishulachas, b'ir in mishulachas. You need both. If it's in the city by daytime, it's mishulachas. That's considered a plague. If it's missing one of them, then it's not. If it's either nighttime or it's in the sada, not a problem. Inami besada filo b'yamim mishulachas. Fine. Next two lines of the brisa. It said rasa shnei b'yada brasa achareim mishulachas. It said if the animal's running after two people, it's already considered a mishulachas. Mashma ha'omedes in mishulachas. It's mashma that if it's standing still, is not mishulachas, only if it's running. V'hadar amrit, but the next line says, nechbeis b'bnei mishulachas. The next one said, if only if it runs away from people, it's not a problem. Ha'omedes mishulachas, mashulet, if it's standing still, it is a problem. So which is it? What about omedes? If it's standing still, is that a plague or not? So lokasha, kam besadas, mucha l'agam, kam besadas, shenis mucha l'agam. It depends if it's next to a swamp, meaning next to its natural habitat. If it's next to its natural habitat, it can stand still. That's normal. It's not scared of people because it feels like it's on its home turf. So therefore, it's not running away. So then it's normal to have omedes. But if it's not next to the agam, and it's in the middle of closer to the city, and they're standing still, that's considered unusual, and therefore that would be a plague that one has to fast on. Tarvish shnei b'nei adam ke'echad, v'achla echam mehem, mishulachas, shnei b'nei mishulachas. And if it's toreif, two people, and eats one of them, it's mishulachas, both not. V'amrit afilu ratzta, says with the Gemara 1 minute. It says even if it's running after people, it's already considered mishulachas. So what do you mean? It has to figure out if it eats one or two, even ratzta, even just running. So amra papa, kitani yahi ba'agma. Again, it depends if it's in the agam. If it's in the agam, if it's in the swamp, in its natural habitat, then we have more reason to believe that it's acting naturally, and therefore, then we would have chilukim with ratzta and ocheles. But again, outside the agam, so then it would be more on the side of being unnatural.
The Rambam, who stressed that we shouldn't look at events as natural.
Right, the Rambam.
So what this Gemara is saying, sometimes
right, the Rambam said. According to the Rambam, we shouldn't look at unnatural events, disasters, as we have to say it wasn't nikra nikres. Right, it was something a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Gemara is limiting it, saying certain things you have to know what's in that category. How the Rambam would read this Gemara is that it's the Gemara is not saying that these are nikra. Some of the things are really nikra nikres. Some of them are not. If you have a lion that gets loose in the lion's den and the door is left open and it comes out, I don't know if that's a plague. That's pshia. So again, you have to know exactly. The Gemara is defining what is considered natural and what's considered unnatural. Gufa, four lines from the bottom. If the animal goes up to the roof and takes out a baby from the crib, mishulachas. Pshita, it's obvious. You know, animals for sure don't do that. So Amar Papa, b'kuchi d'tzaydi. No, the chiddush is, let's say we're talking about, Rashi explains that tzayadin, bird trappers, used to dig a hole in the forest, go deep into the forest and build like a structure on top of them in order to protect them. And they could watch from there where the birds were. So on the top of that roof, so that roof is not in the city. That roof is, you might have said it's normal for them to go because that's on their home turf. Kamash Malan, still the chiddush is they don't go to the roof. And therefore, if they do go to the roof even on that structure, it is still considered mishulachas, sent by God, and one would have to fast for that. Period. Al ha-cheref. Tanu Rabbanan. So the Mishnah said that if there's a sword, an attacking army that's passing through your city or near your city, so you gotta be masrin for that. So it doesn't have to be an army that is in Ushal Shalom. It doesn't only have to be an army that's involved in a war that's dangerous and that makes you scared. Even if it's a cherev, an army that's Shal Shalom, they're just passing through, they're not doing battle. That's also dangerous. Because if you look at the end of Sefer Malachim, there's no greater army from Paro Necho that was passing through Eretz Yisrael, and he was just passing through because he had to get home. And still Yoshio HaMelech had tragic consequences by having this quote-unquote peaceful army passing through. You might say it was Yoshio's fault, as we'll see, but still, this is a limud that even by a cherif shel shalom, one has to be worried. Shneamar vayishlach elav malachim lemar, as the pasuk says, the Paro Necho sends to Yoshio HaMelech messengers saying, "Mali valach Melech Yehuda, Melech King of Yehuda, King of the Jews, let me pass through. I have nothing against you. Lo alecha tayom, I'm not against you today. Kiel beis melchamti, I'm going back. I'm going to fight somebody else. But Elokim amar levahaleni, and Elokim has told me to go quickly." Levahaleni, and therefore I got to go straight. I got to go through your land. Chadalacha me'elokim asheri mi. Go away. Don't interfere with the Elokim that has told me to go. Vayesh chisachen, you won't be destroyed. That's what he tells Yoshio HaMelech. So my Elokim asheri mi. What does it mean that the Elokim asheri mi? Amar Yehuda, Amarah. That's not literally. It means Zu Avodah Zarah. It means Elohim. Right, the Avodah Zarah told me I gotta go quickly. So Amar, so Yoshio hears that and says to himself, Hova kapadach Avodah Zarah yechamalei. Oh. He's being boteach and avodah zarah. It must be that I'm going to be successful, and therefore he did not let him pass. But what happens? Rachmana Litzlan, V'yorah Yoram Lamelech Yoshiyahu, V'yomer Melech Lavada, right? What the archers get to, so Yoshiyahu goes out to fight. He did not ask a Navi what to do. He just goes out to fight. V'yomer Melech Lavada, Haviruni Ki Achlesi Me'od. He tells his servants after he was hit, take me out, I'm not gonna make it. So just take me away. Mikey Achlesi Me'od, what does that mean? That he was very sick. Amar Yudam Arav, we had this at some point. Malami Sha'asu called Guho Kifara. His body was made like a sieve. He was hit so many times with arrows, so he was that was it. He wasn't gonna make it. Amar Shara Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Mibne Ma'anen Nash Yoshio, why did he merit such a terrible punishment? Mibne Shahayolo Limalach Yermiovolo Nimlach. There's a Navi, Yirmiyahu, a Navi is there. You could have asked him what to do. He's foretelling the Churban Habayis, which is going to happen. Nobody listens to him. Nobody has any, he was put in jail. Lo nimlach. And he didn't ask. So that's why he was punished. My Darash, so what was his basis? What was Yoshio's basis for not letting Parnacho go free? So even though he had one basis already, Avodah Zarah, he thought he was being Botech and Avodah Zarah. Says, there's another point. My Darash, V'cherev Osava Ba'aretzachem, it says in the Brachas, before the Tochacha, a sword will not pass through your land. So my cherub, what does that mean? Ile mecherub ba'are cherub she'ino shal shalom. If it means a wartime sha'o cherub, v'aksiv natadi shalom ba'aretz. The previous pasuk just said there's going to be peace. So I know there's not going to be any war factions going through my land. So what must this line be teaching me of there won't be any sword, elafilu shel shalom. It must be even a sword of shalom won't pass through, and therefore I have a promise that Hashem's going to protect me. There won't be a cherub going through Eretz Yisrael. V'hini yodeya, and he didn't know, shein doro doma yafe. He didn't know that his dar wasn't roi for that. His dar wasn't on the level that it should have been in terms of the level that would have merited such a bracha. Again, there's a medrash that we're familiar with from Kinos, where usually if one goes to, which one should go to, a minyan that explains the kinos, so one of the kinos discusses the medrash that we're going to say now. It said that he didn't realize his dar wasn't yafeh. Only they used to hide from him. So the medrash in Eicha says that he used to send people to check out if people were over the Avodah Zarah. He used to send watchmen out to check what people are doing. And what they used to do, the balabatim, they used to put the Avodah Zarah on the backs of the doors. The backs of the doors, so let's say you have a double door, so when you open the door, you didn't see the Avodah Zarah anymore. It was only when it came together, when it closed, so that's when you saw the Avodah Zarah there. That's why they were never caught. They were never caught, because whenever they checked to open the doors, there was nothing there. And that's why they didn't realize it, and the Mefarshim say he should have checked better. But anyway, that's part of the reason why he didn't know that his dar was, he thought his dar was more righteous. And therefore, that medrash is what this line is referring to.
Was he called Yoshio because he was
Miyayish? I think that's a chazal. I don't remember right now. Did he know? Again, there are various chazals about that. Maybe he might have given up hope, you know, at a later, I don't know exactly at what point. At what point. But here was his demise. Kiavi Nichanavshi, as he was dying, as Yoshio was dying, Chazi Yirmiyo Sifvase to Kamarachshan. Yirmiyo Anavi sees that his lips are moving. Omar, Shemachas Vishalam Milsud Lo Mahagna. Omar, Agav Sare. Maybe he's just saying things that are inappropriate because of the pain. He's in so much pain and he's saying things that are not good. Gachin Vishamed, so he leans over and he hears the Kamasik Alidina Anavshi. He hears that he's saying Sidakadin. He's being matzik the din on himself. Omar, he's saying tzadik hu Hashem ki piyu marisi. Hashem is the tzadik. I have rebelled against his word. I did not ask Yirmiyahu, and therefore I rebelled. Pasach alei aishaita. So Yirmiyahu Anavi then says ruach apenu mashiach Hashem. Pasach and eicha. A bunch of eicha and a couple of the kinos are really a hesped that Yirmiyahu Anavi gives for Yoshio Amelach. See here too, ruach apenu mashiach Hashem. Period. Back to the Mishnah. Might be others who came in Yerushalayim La'Rehem. There was a Canaan that were in Yerushalayim that went to their cities and they saw a plague on the crops and they were Gozer Tainus. Iboy Luhu. How much plague? It says, oven, the Mishnah says, an oven's full, how much size of crops have to be affected in order to be Gozer Tainus? So the Mishnah says, the size of a full oven. So what exactly does that mean? Kimale pi taner tvua, odilma kimale taner pas. Does it mean filling up a whole oven with straw, or does it mean filling it up with bread. How they used to make bread, we've had this. The bread used to, they stick on the walls and the inside walls of the oven. It doesn't fill up the whole oven. So what exactly, which one did it mean? So Tashma Kamalo Pitaner. The Mishnah says Pitaner, the mouth of the oven, which means Rashi explains that this girsa might not have been had earlier. Pitaner, Rashi says it means the bread itself. Because tvua, if you put tvua into the mouth of the tanner, it'll fall down. So it just means the pad that could stick near the mouth of the tanner. V'yadayiti b'ayelachu, we still are unclear. Kikisuyi de tanura, oduma kidara derifta, dehadalei lepumi de tanura. Does it mean just enough bread to close up the mouth of the tanner? Enough to close it up? Or does it mean enough, Rashi has two pshatim here, whether it means to pile up from the bottom or to line the whole inside of the oven close to the piyataner. Either we're not sure, take it, we're not sure exactly how much it means. Okay, teku, as the Chavetz Chaim we learned last week says, Elyonavi is going to answer us all of our questions. Anything it says in Shulchan Aruch, he's not going to tell us. That we have to learn ourselves. Tishbi Atari, it's kushios vabayas. Sveikas that we're going to have, he's going to tell us. But every time we have a teku, we have to say, okay, we better learn everything else, so that what will be left are only the tekus. The Yod Gazur Tain is Ashach Luzevim. The Mishnah also said that when two wolves either ate or were seen, they were also gozer tainus. Armor ulam mishum reb shimin yod tzadik maisu balos evim sheitidokos vihikiyum derech beis harei. Story, Rashi says that the wolves ate two babies whole. Vihikiyum beis harei, and later on, somehow, they came out the other side. Uba maisu vechachame vetieros abasar vetimos vatsamos. Obviously, Rachman al-Aslan, terrible tragedy. The question is, were Kohanim allowed to be involved here? And the Chachamim say that they were Metahar, the Basar. They said the Basar is not called Basar anymore. It's become putrefied. But they said the Atzamos, the bones still have the status of Atzamos, and therefore they were Metame, the Atzamos. Al Elu Masriin B'Shabes, the Bishop says that on certain Tzaros, you're even allowed to be Masriya on Shabbos. What does Masriya mean? Rov Rishonim, the Ran, the Ramban, and others said Masriya in here means just saying extra davening. Saying Anenu, saying the paragraph Misha'ana. The Rambam seems to say in Hilchas Tainus that this means fasting. The Rambam seems to say it means fasting. And the Magen Mishnah there leaves the Rambam Bezarach Ian. Fasting on Shabbos? Not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Kavod and Oneg, you allowed to fast on Shabbos? Unless, well, it's Sakanas Tefashis here, then everybody would say you're allowed to fast. Unless you say, even, well, how are you helping? Sakanas Tefashis, so fasting isn't a direct help. So even if it's Sakanas Tefashis. So he leaves the Rambam Bezarach Ian. So some have to say, somehow, maybe fasting is only Durabanan, even though Kavod and Oneg is different Kabbalah. But that's a, once you know, we should just know that Machlokas, the Rambam seems to say Masriyan is fasting, while others say it just means extra tefillas. The Gemara discussed it a little bit. But the Rambam, the Mepharshim also discussed how the Rambam reads that Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Ir Shekivu Nachrim Onar, a city that's surrounded by non-Jewish army, or Nahar, or a river overflowing, Vechasvinam Terefes Bayam, or a boat that's going back and forth in the river. Or one person that's being chased. Umibne Ruach Ra, or has a Ruach Ra in him. What's a Ruach Ra? He somehow becomes a Shote. He becomes mentally unstable. Rashi says he could jump in a river. He could fall down, and something could happen to him. So the Ruach Ra is also somebody who you could do this for, if need be. Al Kulan, and all of these, Yachid Rashar L'Sagim Sasba B'Tainis. A Yachid, even an individual, is allowed to fast. Reb Yossi Omer, Ein Yachid Rashar L'Sagim Sasba B'Tainis. Yachid is not allowed to. L'chari, this is not talking about Shabbos anymore. Right? Whether a yachid, forget, Bezer was not gozer or anything. Is a yachid allowed to fast? Machlokas. Shemi Sarach Labrios, Vein Abrios Marach was allowed. Why is it that an individual allowed to fast? Because maybe he's going to become sick. People are going to have to take care of him. They're not going to want to. They're going to say, look, you did this to yourself. Why'd you fast? Why'd you fast and make yourself sick? You know, if you can handle it, fine. But if you can't, you can't. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, my time to Rav Yossi. Why does Rav Yossi say you're not allowed to? Tichsiv ayiha adam lenefesh chaya, neshama shenasati b'cha hachyeh. Make sure to keep alive the neshama that I gave you. Period. Shimon HaTimni Omer, important tosis you can look at in Dibur Maschil Rav Yossi. Shimon HaTimni Omer Vaiter, afala dever. Shimon HaTimni says, even for dever, that's also one of the Masriyan, and the Chachamim weren't moded to him. Chachamim lo hodulo, said the Mishnah. See, by Lu, lo hodulo Chachamim b'Shabbos ava b'chol hodulo, odum lo hodulo klal. Did the Chachamim say that dever is not a plague at all, even on a weekday, to do extra davening, or just on Shabbos? Tashma, the Tanya Masriyan ala dever b'Shabbos, v'yitzarach lomar b'chol, Tanakama says, you will have to be Masriya on Shabbos, even on Shabbos, and surely on weekday. Rav Chanan b'Pitan, Tamidish Rabbi Kiva, Mishra Rabbi Kiva Omer, ein Masriyan ala dever, kol ikr, no, Dever, you never daven for at all, even on a weekday. The Ran and the other Rishonim here ask, but earlier in the Mishnah we spoke about Dever. We spoke about the city with the Dever, the surrounding cities with the Dever. So how do you say there's no, you don't daven for Dever at all? Earlier in the Mishnah we said you do. So the Ran explains that the earlier Shita said that maybe you fast on a Monday, Thursday. And then Rav Shimon HaTimni says you fast every day, not just Monday, Thursday. So Kol Iker here means no, you just don't go every day. It's going back to the previous Shita that you could fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday, but you don't have to fast every day. That's how they have to read this Gemara, read this part of the Mishnah with the earlier part of the Mishnah. Two dots. Al kol tzar shel tovo latzibur v'chulu tana rabbanan. Al kol tzar shel tovo latzibur masriyin alei. On every tzar rachman al san that should never befall us, we're masriyin chutz mirov geshamim. Except for on too much rain. Too much rain, Rashi explained here, it doesn't mean that everything is getting destroyed. Rashi and the Mishnah said this. It just means it's uncomfortable and it's becoming a little bother. You know, you can't daven for the rain to stop. Rain inherently is a bracha, and therefore, you can't daven for that. We'll get to Choni Magel tomorrow. Bez Hashem, in the next day. My time, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Lefishim is falling on Rov Tova. You don't daven for Rov Tova. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Lefishim is falling on Rov Tova. How do you know? Shneemar, based on the pasuk we had earlier, Havius Kol Maaser Beis HaOtzar. Hashem says, bring all of your miser to the treasury house. My Adbali, until Adbali die, until there's not enough. Till Adbali die. What does that mean? My Adbali die. Amr Rabbi Bar Rav Yud. Rav Yud. This is the first Pintel Yid. Rav Yud. Person's name. Ad sheyivlu sifsozecha milomar dai. It means they have so much until the lips stop saying enough, enough, enough. There's so much. That means they didn't start asking earlier for it to stop. There's just so much there. Amu Rabbi Bar Rav Yud. Here he is. Ubagola masrin ale. No, in Golas, in Bavel, which is in a low place, so there the rain could be very disastrous. And therefore you could daven for too much rain. Tanya Nami Hachi, also we have an Ebraisa, Shana Shek Shemem Rubin, a year that has a lot of rain, Anshei Mishmar Shokhan Anshei Maimed, the Anshei Mishmar, the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash sent to the Anshei Maimed, there the Bidei Yisrael, Tenu Enechem Ba'achichem Shevagola, think about your brothers in Bavel, Shlo Yiyu Bateyem Kivrehem, because soon their houses are going to be their graves, because it's going to totally get flooded. Rechmanu Leslan, we don't have to think back hard to see houses that become graves. Okay, we'll stop here before Shalu, and we'll stop. Today's shiur was Zecha Nishmas, Naftali ben Chaim Shraga Feivel, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah.